Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. If you are dealing with a level of debt that you cannot manage, there are actually a number of options that you can look to pay it back. Now, you've heard us talk on the show about the nonprofit credit counselors and the debt consolidation program. We also talk about the services that a licensed insolvency trustee can provide, and two in particular, the consumer proposal and the bankruptcy filing. They're not the same. So today we're going to focus on what each is and what the relative pros and cons would be. Our guest is Shelley Coley. She is a licensed insolvency trustee with Harrison Partners, and she joins us from New Westminster, British Columbia. Hello there.
Hi, how are you?
I am well. Lots and lots of people have debt. What is the line at which you would say that is a level of debt that they need to get professional advice on? It's not $1,000, but it's certainly less than $50,000. So how would you guide people to say, listen, now's the time you need to pick up the phone?
I think it varies from person to person. What is a lot of debt to you? May be different from your neighbor down the street. It all depends on their socioeconomic status. So for example, if you've got a single mom with three kids, $20,000 debt might be insurmountable to her, whereas a professional, it might be over $100,000.
Right.
So I think what I'm saying here is seek out professional advice and you'll get guided to what the best option is for you, even if that means I'm not the best option for you.
Yeah. We, as nonprofit credit counselors, we think of there being a continuum of care, and there's lots of things that people can do to get a better handle on their debt. For some, it's, I'm going to do a budgeting course. And for others, it's going to be a much more formal solution that an LIT would, a licensed insolvency trustee would provide. Consumer proposal and bankruptcy are the two terms that are the two options that live under the insolvency umbrella. Can you briefly define them each?
Okay. So with bankruptcy, we kind of think as this being the last resort. It's where you assign your assets to the licensed insolvency trustee for the benefit of your creditors. And in turn, you get a discharge from your unsecured debts. In a proposal, you're simply making an offer to settle with your creditors rather than doing the more formal bankruptcy. And it allows you basically to consolidate your debt into one payment and often at a significantly reduced amount. So for example, 30% of your debt in some cases maybe a little more or a little less. It varies from situation to situation.
What determines what that percentage is? Because, I mean, hey, a lot of people would say, I would really like the 20% of my debt option. They're less happy with the 40% of their debt option.
For sure. So what we have to look at first is what would your creditors get if you did choose bankruptcy? So we have to look at your income. We have to look at your assets and determine what number is it that they would get in a bankruptcy. And then in a proposal, we have to base the offer on that. So if you have no assets and just straight salaried income, we're going to come up with, you know, probably a 30% return, something like that. But if you've got a large amount of assets that would be available to your creditors in a bankruptcy, in order to keep those assets, you're going to have to offer something higher.
Consumer proposals, when you look at the number, they have been growing much faster than bankruptcy filings over the course of the last, I don't know, 5 or 10 years or so. Why is that?
I think people just appreciate that option better than a bankruptcy. Bankruptcy is a scary word to a lot of people. And a proposal, they're paying something back to their creditors rather than just letting it all go. So I think from a moral standpoint for a lot of people, it makes better sense to them. And it's also a simpler process. They simply have one monthly payment to deal with. They need to do two credit counseling sessions, and that's it. You know, once we get past that approval point.
Right. So let's talk about the process. They pick up the phone, they call a licensed insolvency trustee. There is a conversation in which that trustee looks at their basic financials. What happens next?
Okay, so, you know, there's information we need to gather. Once we have all that information on their assets, their income, and other pertinent details, then we come up with a recommended amount that they should offer. And if they say, yep, let's go ahead. And of course, at that time, we're going to look at all options, not just proposal. But let's say we're going to go ahead with that proposal option. Then we prepare the legal documents, we get them signed. The offer gets sent out to the creditors. They get a 45-day period in which to receive, review, and vote on the proposal. Now, it's important to note that during this 45 days, they have protection from their creditors. No interest is charged. They can't sue, continue collections. Everything stops. And then in order to have that approval, we need a majority in dollar value voting in favor. So we do keep stats at our firm, and we find about 80% of our proposals are accepted as is the first time around. About 20% are accepted after we do some negotiations. So, you know, once it's been approved, it becomes a legally binding contract. And our role as the licensed insolvency trustee is to administer this program, to deal with your creditors, and to provide that financial counseling.
It is a federally regulated process through the Office of the Superintendent of Bankruptcy. There are standards, there are things. What should clients know about the fees involved? LITs are for-profit companies, like an estate lawyer or an accountant. Like, kind of what you do, it's how you pay your mortgage. How do you earn your fees?
Okay, so on every file with every trustee across Canada, we have this lovely thing called a tariff. And it's set out in the Bankruptcy and Insolvency Act. And so we get a percentage based on what is offered. So, you know, there's other fees and expenses involved as well. Of course, the government gets a filing fee and a levy. They've got to pay for their offices. And then we get the first 1500 and 20% of, and every time we issue payment to your creditors, we get 20%, they get 80%.
The creditors get 80%.
Correct.
Got it. So to oversimplify, the total fee on a consumer proposal that is successful, it's completed successfully over those 4 years, is the fee kind of $3,000, something like that, $5,000? What's the number?
Yeah, in thereabouts.
Yeah. What would make the credit score impact come alive for people? So there are consequences to this plan. It will affect their credit score. What are the differences on a consumer proposal versus a bankruptcy filing in terms of the impact on credit score?
Okay, so let's start with bankruptcy. So a first-time bankrupt, it'll be on your record for 6 years from the date of discharge. The discharge would take place after 9 or 21 months. A second-time bankrupt, it's on for longer, 14 years, and it's either a 24 or 36-month process. Now, in a proposal, it's on for 6 years from the date of filing or 3 years from the date of completion, whichever is sooner. So you do have the opportunity to have it off, come off your record a lot quicker than a bankruptcy, especially if you're able to put lump sum payments on it. It's open-ended, so you can pay it off at any time.
Some people enter a consumer proposal with the best of intentions. They are clear on their cash flow and they can't make it work. A year in, they can't make those payments work. What happens then?
Okay, so pick up the phone and talk to your trustee is the first step. Now, if it's a temporary thing, they've been injured or ill, and, you know, it's just going to be a temporary slowdown of income, then perhaps we can look at amending the proposal and asking the creditors to take a lesser amount because there's been a change. And if it's a long-term thing and they and an amended proposal doesn't make sense, then they could switch to a bankruptcy at that point.
For many people, most people picking up the phone and calling a credit counselor, calling a trustee is a big deal. What is the single most important thing you would say to people who are just like they've got the phone in their hand, they can't bring themselves to dial? What would you say to them?
Just do it. I've had more comments of why didn't I call you sooner than I can count. Because we're not mean, scary people. We're not.
It's just funny to me to think that people would think that
they think they're scary. Lectured or judged or made to feel bad. That's not our job. Our job is to give you information and to guide you through the process.
Shelley, thank you for your time today.
You're welcome. I really appreciate it.
Shelley Coley is a licensed insolvency trustee with Harrison Partners. She joined us from New Westminster, BC to talk about the consumer proposal and bankruptcy. What's similar? What's different? Pick up the phone. As Shelley said, just do it.